Hey guys, it's me Audrey, and this is my second podcast, and I am thinking I'm going to just talk about the Bible and God and stuff, and I'm wondering, should I talk about, like, gardening? Should I talk about other things? Like, let me know what you guys think, because you guys really liked my first podcast, and I don't know why, but I guess you guys did. So anyway, I'm just going to start making podcasts, so I hope you guys enjoy them. But anyway, so today we're going to dive into God's plan. Now, I'm not talking about, like, the song, I'm talking about the Bible, God's plan. Okay? So, today, I was, you know, looking at houses with white wraparound porches because I'm over here trying to plan out my future, and I found the perfect little house in Tennessee, and I was like, this is it. This is where I'm going to move in, and you know what? I am going to be with my wonderful husband and all this stuff. And then I was like, you know what? I think that I'm not ready. This sort of, like, led to, like, more thoughts, okay? Just hang tight with me, okay? So anyway, I went from houses to thinking that, you know what? I'm not really ready for, like, a relationship or anything like that. You know, like, I'm rocking and chilling with my man Jesus, and I'm growing with God, you know. But then I thought, okay, that's, like, my plan. But, like, the cool thing is God could be thinking, like, something totally different. He could be like, that's so funny that you thought that. Like, honey, like, you don't even know what's about to, like, come. You know what I mean? Like, or God, or, like, you could be over here saying, you know what? I'm really not ready to take that step and take on this, like, new career path or take on this new hobby because I don't think I'm ready for it. I don't have enough invested. I don't know enough about it. But you know what? Where there's a will, there's a way, okay? God will not put you in something that he cannot pull you through. Okay, so where there's a will, that's God's plan for you. Where there's a way, that's God's way. Okay, and that sort of goes along with my little gardening, because before I started gardening, I was looking at books and books and books and videos and all this stuff on how to garden, because frankly, I didn't really know what to do. I had just gotten back from plant camp, and I was wanting to start a garden, and I didn't want to mess up, okay? I did not want to mess up, and that fear of messing up and of just something going wrong, that was taking over my mind. And I just had to come to the consensus that, you know, if I didn't put some seeds in the ground right now, then I wouldn't have a harvest at all. I wouldn't have a fall season at all. So I had to put aside all my doubt and all this stuff and just go for it and take a leap of faith, because even though I was scared that I didn't know enough, I learned stuff along the way. And that's the important part, you know? So that kind of goes along with where there's will, there's a way. You just, honestly, this is your sign. Take a leap of faith. Go do it. By that, I mean, like, if it's, like, a good thing that aligns with God's plan for you, like the Bible. I'm not saying go hook up with some random guy. I'm not saying go drink every bottle of alcohol in sight. I'm not saying to go chase a squirrel. I'm simply saying follow your heart. You know what? And if you do decide to, like, chase a squirrel, let me know. I'm not going to judge you for it, but let me know how that went, and I hope you didn't get bitten. Anyway, back to what I was saying. So, there's this Bible verse. There are a few Bible verses I have to share. So, we have the first one is Jeremiah, either 26 or 29. I don't know. I can't really read my handwriting. Anyway, so Jeremiah something 11. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." And so that basically means that God has this plan for you that he laid out before you were even born, okay? So there's this plan for you, and he's over here like, you know what? This kid is going to be awesome. He's like, I'm going to use so-and-so for this job. This kid is going to bring all these followers. This person is going to save many lives. Like, you know, you are going to do something amazing with your life. Even though you might not think you will, God has better plans for you. That probably made no sense, but let me try and explain that further. So, basically, I say that a lot. Oh, well. I lost where I was. Okay. Anyway, so it's basically saying that God's plan for you when you were, before you were even born, okay, he had this plan for you that you were going to do something for his will, okay, his plan for you, for everything and everyone, okay, is doing some, okay, you know what, no, scratch that. Welcome. I can't edit this thing. I don't know how to edit it. If anybody knows how to edit these little things, let me know, because I don't really know how to edit them. So that'd be wonderful. Anyway, back to what I was saying. So this is really hard to like explain, kind of. I just really can't put words down, you know what I mean? Anyway, so the plan God made for you before you were born is for good. It's for welfare. And as it says in Jeremiah something 11, plans for welfare and not for evil. So God may do something in your life that doesn't align with your itinerary. Like, you're over here like, okay, this is going to happen, then this is going to happen, then this is going to happen, and this is going to happen. And you know what? By the time I'm 26, I'm going to be married. And you know what? We're going to have this house over here, and yada, yada, yada. And you know what? We are going to be fine. You know what? That's the security that we all want. And we all of us, every single one of us is guilty of doing that, of trying to find that. Okay, we all over here mapping out our lives and all this stuff. In reality, God has a totally different itinerary for you, okay? God could be saying, haha, that's so funny that you think that you are going to have this career, because you know what? Tomorrow, I'm going to say that you're not going to be a teacher. You are going to be a garbage truck driver. Boom. You know what? Life just happens like that. And you know what? It's God's plan for welfare and not for evil. Or God may pull you out of some relationship and you're like, bro, what? Why did you do that? I was totally vibing in that relationship. I don't understand why you did that. But you know what? God pulled you out because that relationship was going to affect you. I saw a quote today that said, hold on, let me pull it up. While I'm pulling it up, basically, God's plans for you are to help you, not to hurt you. Okay, and I know it. Oh, here it is. Okay, it says, God wrecks your plans when he sees your plans are about to wreck you. Wow. Deep stuff right there. Anyway, so God's plan for you is going to help you. Okay, it's not going to be for evil. It's going to be for good. And with his plan, you're going to have a future. And with his plan, you're going to have hope. But you know what? If you stick with your own plan, you're going to be very disappointed. Okay, you're going to notice, you know what, I'm 35 and I am still not married, or, you know, something like that. And you know what, you're going to be disgruntled because you said, heck, I was supposed to be married at age 30. Well, this is upsetting and I'm very disappointed in myself, you know. And then you're going to find yourself on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, and we all know how that goes, right? Anyway, you need to follow God's timeline for your life. Okay, Proverbs 16:9 says, we can make our own plans, but the Lord determines our steps. I'm going to say that again. Proverbs 16:9, we can make our own plans, but the Lord determines our steps. So you may say, okay, we're going to go over here today. And God says, no, I'm going to move this foot over here and then this foot over here. And you know what? You're going to go down this path. But you know what? That path is still going to be down God's path. Because if you stray from God's path, you're going the wrong direction. And you're going towards the bad side, if you know what I mean. Anyway, that's so funny. Actually, that's not. That's actually a really serious thing. Stay on the path with God, guys. Anyway. So I thought that was really, really awesome how that one verse just really takes in what I'm trying to say. But what's really cool is that over time, your plan is going to match up with God's plan for you. So your ideas and your what you want in your life is going to align with what God wants in your life through prayer, through, you know, diving into your faith, through chasing God and not the world. You are going to find that your plans are kind of meeting up with God's plans for you, you know what I mean? Instead of, you know, planning, woohoo, I'm going to go get drunk, woohoo, I'm going to go chase a squirrel. Actually, chasing a squirrel isn't that bad, you know, if you're supposed to do that, you know, I should chase a squirrel. Anyway, you know, you know what I mean, right? Like, the bad stuff. Or, you know, woohoo, I'm going to go lie, woohoo, I'm going to go cheat on this test so I can pass, and you know, it's going to be great. But you know what? Once you start following your faith, following God, you will soon find that you're over here like, I am chasing peace, I am chasing hope, I am chasing love and true love, and that true love is what comes from God. Okay, God is love. That's a whole nother thing. I'm going to make note of that. I'm going to talk about how God is love. I'm writing that down on my little sticky note right now. Swag, swag. Okay, anyway, I have another Bible verse for you. Little did you know, I have 3 Bible verses for you. It's Romans 8:28. And we know that God causes everything to work together. Yes, he does. We all know that, right? For the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. Okay, so that basically is just saying that when you're following God, you are following his purpose for you. All right, I'm going to flip open my Bible. Actually, I have it open. I was reading a little bit, you know. Anyway, I'm going to go to Romans 8:28, if I can find it. Give me a minute. I found it. There it is. Dodgery stop. Okay. Hope everyone had a great, new year. I mean, it's the new year, guys, so you know what? New Year's goal for resolution, whatever you want to call it. Go after God. There's your goal. All right, what am I looking up? I don't know why I do these podcasts at night. I mean, I'm so off topic at night. I don't know. Romans 8:28. I have found it. All right, let's see what my Bible says about this. Here you go. It says, God works in everything, not just isolated incidents, for our good. This does not mean that all that happens to us is good. Evil is prevalent in our fallen world, but God is able to turn every circumstance around for our long-range good. That means that everything happens for a reason. And that's a really hard topic for us to understand. Okay? Note that God is not working to make us happy, but to fulfill his purpose. God doesn't care if... Well, he does care if you're happy, but, it literally just said that God doesn't care if you're happy. God doesn't care if you're over here comfortable and, you know what, I'm just going to stay over here and, you know what, I'm comfy and cozy and I'm in my fine little bubble. No, God wants you to step out in the water. That's a whole nother thing. Yumper, step out on the water, follow God. I'm getting so sidetracked. Oh, well. Note also that his promise is not for everybody. It can be claimed only by those who love God and are called by him. That is, those whom the Holy Spirit convinces to receive Christ. Such people have a new perspective and new mindset. They trust in God, not in the worldly treasures. Their security is in heaven, not on earth. Put your desire, your heart's desires in heaven, and you will be satisfied. Because you know what? The world disappoints. The world will disappoint you if you decide you're going to chase after the world's desires and not after God's desires. Because you know what? Nothing can ever live up to what God has for you. Nothing can ever live up to the happiness and joy that God provides. Okay, where was I? their faith in God does not waver in pain and persecution because they know that God is with them. God is with you. That is how you are able to stay firm in your faith. Whew, good stuff right there, am I right? Anyway, I'm going to close this out in prayer. But before I do that, I just want to say that God loves you and he is so proud of you. And he wants you to continue to pursue him. Okay? God wants you to continue to pursue him. And he wants you to know that even though this world is a complete mess, he's still there for you. He's still there. And he loves you. And he's not giving up on you. And he's got you. Let us pray. Dear God, I thank you for these wonderful people listening. Lord, I thank you for this message that you have given us. God, I pray that all of these people will receive your message and take it with heart. God, I pray that you will help us to apply your plan to our lives. Help us to see that your plan is greater than anything we could have ever imagined. I'm excited to see what you do in our lives, God, and where you take us. And help us to know and receive and acknowledge that your plan is greater than our plan, and that you're going to take us further than our plan thought, than our plan would have. Anyway, God, we love you so much, and we thank you for the year 2021 and all of the many blessings that is going to pour into our lives. I pray that through the hardships, you will remind us that you are with us and that you will never, ever leave us. Remind us that you will never leave us, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, guys. So, that was my recording. I mean, my podcast. It was a mess. I promise next time I'm going to be a little bit more orderly. I don't know. Audrey isn't really orderly. We all know that. Anyway, so God loves you.